The stopgap funding measure passed in the House largely along party lines, 221 to 212, and set off a raucous showdown over vaccine mandates.
The House will be in order.
And Republicans booed at Southern California Democrat Norma Torres after losing a bid to adjourn Congress for the day without a vote on keeping the federal government open past Friday's funding deadline. They made motion after motion to stall passage of government funding. Torres slammed Republicans for the obstruction.
We are seeing a full display of the political theater that the Republicans bring to Congress. Zero.
In near party unison, Republicans voted to shut the government down, citing President Joe Biden's vaccine mandates for the workplace. Although a federal court struck those mandates down this week, Republicans lined up in opposition to funding the agency that would be tasked with enforcing them, OSHA. Here's Chip Roy of Texas.
$592 million for OSHA, which has imposed an unconstitutional vaccine mandate on 84 million Americans. I offered an amendment to strip any funding from this bill that would fund federal vaccine mandates, and it wasn't able to see the light of day.
It sparked the ire of Torres.
Democrats are trying to make sure that our hospitals and our health clinics have the resources to help those who are sick with COVID. You can boo all you want, but many of you have continued to spread this pandemic by refusing to wear a mask.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also hit back at the Republican opposition.
We all have a responsibility to make sure that the government functions, but it is yet again a double sense of irresponsibility. First of all, they'd shut down government, and then they'd shut down science.
Other Republicans lamented the deficit in calling for a government shutdown, like Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The American people are $29 trillion in debt, thanks to Congress. And this Congress wants to borrow more money and more time to figure out how to run the government and how to pay for it. That is an outrage to the American people.
Ultimately, one Republican joined Democrats in voting to keep the government funded and open through February 18th. The lone vote came from Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, who's not running for re-election. The stopgap funding measure now heads to the Senate, where some Republicans are opposing it there too, citing the president's COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the workplace. Here's Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee speaking on the Senate floor.
I don't want to shut down the government. The only thing I want to shut down is Congress funding enforcement of an immoral, unconstitutional vaccine mandate.
But party leaders say there's enough support in the Senate to keep the government running through February. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell reiterated there will be no shutdown. And Senate Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer warns if not, it will be known as the Republican shutdown.
Republican dysfunction could be a roadblock to averting an unnecessary and dangerous government shutdown. Democrats and most Republicans, including the Republican leader, have said they don't want to see a Republican shutdown. We hope cooler heads will prevail. A few individual Republican senators appear determined to derail this important legislation because of their opposition to the president's life-saving vaccine guidelines critical to healing our country in the middle of a pandemic. Let's be clear, if there is a shutdown, it will be a Republican anti-vaccine shutdown. Democrats want to get the government funded.
Polling shows Americans are divided over President Joe Biden's effort to vaccinate workers, with Democrats overwhelmingly for vaccine mandates and most Republicans against. But not all Republicans want to shut the government down over it. Some prefer an effort from Senator Mike Braun of Indiana to vote to reject the administration's mandates in a congressional review action expected next week, separate from the funding fight. Lawmakers have until Friday midnight to keep the government operating. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.